SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police say multiple pedestrians were injured after a pickup truck hit a crowd of people at a Christmas parade Thursday evening in Bakersfield, California. Three people were seriously hurt as the crowd waited for the city's annual Christmas parade to begin. According to Bakersfield police, the driver is in custody. The crash is under investigation. The parade was delayed and then was rerouted. A man fired a shotgun twice outside a Jewish temple in upstate New York hours before the start of Hanukkah Thursday, then said "Free Palestine" as he was taken into custody. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says this was a hate crime.
Any act of anti-Semitism is unacceptable and undermining the public safety at our synagogue the first night of Hanukkah is even more deplorable.
Also at SRNNews.com, Hunter Biden is indicted on 9 tax charges in California. The new charges include 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. They come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, accusing Biden of breaking a law that drug users have guns in 2018. The Senate will hold hearings next week focused on diabetes and weight loss drugs. Bob Agnew has more.
Health Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders says he wants to learn more about the rise in diabetes cases in the U.S., especially among children. He'll also focus on a growing list of drugs known as GLP-1 medications, with names like Ozempic and Mounjaro. The drugs are being used to fight both diabetes and obesity, but remain too expensive for many Americans. Bob Agner reporting.
San Diego State Senator Brian Jones is calling for a pause on all immigration at the border during the current surge, saying Border Patrol is reporting different groups of people trying to claim asylum. He said they're seeing people from China, Africa, and the Middle East. This is SRN News. Some university presidents have enraged Americans with their concept of free speech.
It made headlines this week when the heads of Harvard, MIT, and Penn appeared before Congress and stated that if a student called for the murder of all Jews, that would be protected speech and would not be punished by their schools. The irony is the cavalcade of lawsuits filed against America's universities every year on behalf of Christian students who are punished for such statements as homosexuality is a sin or a man cannot become a woman. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new guide from the Department of Homeland Security says it will help churches, synagogues, mosques, and other houses of worship protect themselves during heightened tensions in faith-based communities across the country. An arm of the department called the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency released a 16-page document aimed at information. They say it's not too technical. This is SRN News. The UN Security Council meets today at the request of Guyana.
The request follows Venezuela's weekend referendum claiming the vast oil and mineral-rich Essequibo region. Venezuelan President Maduro ordered Venezuela state-owned companies to immediately begin exploration in the disputed region. The diplomatic fight over Essequibo has flared since the 1960s, but it intensified in 2015 after ExxonMobil announced it found vast amounts of oil off the region's coast. Guyana's foreign minister accused Venezuela of violating international law and is asking the council to determine if it's endangering international peace. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Taxpayers will be paying off even more student loans. The Biden administration is canceling the student loan debt for about 80,000 borrowers. A massive storm is set to impact the eastern half of the U.S. this weekend with heavy rain, strong winds, and even snow. More details at SRNNews.com.